Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 16. Today on the show, Tony Hawk stops by. What else happened?
Does a couple 900s.
Yeah. World record of an audio 900.
You know, I actually just watched a video of him riding a paper skateboard.
Really?
Yeah. It's made out of, well,
how do you ride
cardboard.
A paper skateboard?
It's you know how skateboards are made? It's like layered wood?
Yeah.
Well, it's like layered cardboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that work?
He said it was good. It was just too heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. Just weird side.
Was he just like in a baby pool with the thing? Or was
he was doing a half pipe.
Were the wheels, like all that stuff legit?
Yeah, it was all, yeah. They had the real trucks and wheels on it and everything. Yeah. They sandpaper deck. It was just, I guess they sealed it together maybe with something.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
That's pretty cool.
Nice side note.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys have any questions, concerns, karate moves, ships in a bottle, recipes, macarita moves, and I don't know.
Irish stouts.
Email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
What was that?
You're late. podcast. gmail.com.
And you can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ Your Late Podcast, and also on Twitter at @your_late.
Oh, hey, please remember me, the subscribe and rate guy. Well, it's me. I'm back. Please subscribe and rate our podcast. It's on the iTunes Store. It's in the Google Play Store. All you have to do is go and just give us 5 stars,
That's all.
Just do it. And then if you'd like, write a nice little review and just write, these guys are okay. That's all we need from you. Because, the more rates, the more subscribes, the more our shit's going to be shared and the more visible it will be to everybody else.
And the more motivation we'll have to do this for you guys every week.
Yeah, because, I know that you're listening.
I hear you. I hear you listening.
What do you call it? This is a pretty awesome episode that we did. Very deep.
Yeah.
So bring your swimmies. Know what I mean? Because it's deep.
Because we go off the high dive.
We go. Yes. It's so deep, James Cameron sat by with a submarine. He was all about deep sea diving and shit. You remember that's how he found the Titanic?
And Sam Jackson just stops by with some sharks.
Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. And LL Cool J stops by.
I forgot about that song.
It's an amazing song. All right. Well, I guess this is the part where we leave you.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy. Repeat steps 1 through 3. See, that's lazy writing right there. Make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back and roll. Dude, when we watched that video, and it seriously just sent me into, like, you ever get that feeling when you remember something stupid you did as a kid, and you're like,
yeah.
I start making funny faces and like convulsing. It's like,
really?
Yeah. In sixth grade, I was supposed to sing that song on the talent show at school. I know.
You were supposed to sing Brian McKnight
know,
in sixth grade.
Right, how gay is that?
At a talent show.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Digging yourself a hole.
I know. But the worst part is that somebody was fucking with me and told me that they were going to sing it too. And they were like, no, man, I was going to do it. And they were patronizing me. I had no idea. And I was like, fine. And then I did Warning by Green Day instead. But it was just like.
That's even more about.
I know, right? Because I'm like, I can't believe I fell for that.
Oh,
what an
no.
idiot.
What did they do? What did they do for the
They did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. He was just fucking with me the whole time.
For my talent, I'm just going to stare at the audience.
No, he didn't even sign up for the show, talent show. He was just doing it to fuck with me. I didn't realize it till like years later.
Do you still talk to the person?
I mean, we're in good terms. the year before that, we had like a big blowout.
Really?
Yeah, because he was just exceedingly racist and talked about my mother a lot, and I let it get under my skin.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. But then, like, we at a party, I punched him in the stomach and told him, like, pretty much threatened his life. And then after that, we were friends ever since.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Sixth graders.
Yeah, that's true.
Immature kids.
Wait, did you get a party? Did you go to the party and punch him in sixth grade, or that was recent?
No, in sixth grade. Yeah.
Okay, grade. I thought you meant like that happened like a year ago.
And then I left crying. I was like, "Gallery's dead."
Yeah, who? The guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Man, almost got it. Almost got it.
It's all right. I don't think you'd. Well, you might know him actually. He's
what's his name?
Flammy Flammer.
Oh, Flammy Flammer. So did you prepare your 20 minutes of conversation topics this week?
I certainly did not.
No.
No, I've kind of been waiting around. My sister's getting ready to have a baby. She's due in 2 days, and I've just been, like, trying to get ready for that, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had to take my mom up there to see her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I've driven her up there like 4 times, and she still doesn't remember how to get there.
Oh, by herself?
Yeah, she's like, I need to know. I was like, Mom, whenever she has the baby, I'm going to pick you up anyway.
Yeah.
Unless I'm down the shore if it's next weekend. But
yeah. Then you're like, sorry, baby.
Well,
then
she has to ride with my mother, who she hasn't spoken with in 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be interesting.
Wait,
I was like,
who hasn't spoken to your mom in 5 years?
My father.
Oh, your dad,
well,
okay.
Yeah. But I was like, well, maybe this will be good. It'll give you guys some closure.
Or open up old flames.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's never happened. That'll never happen. They resent each other too
much.
Would
you want it to happen?
No.
No?
No. I don't think it would be good for anybody.
Were you like somebody, like, were you, this is a dumb question, were you somebody who was devastated by the divorce when
No.
you were a kid?
No. They stopped, it was kind of like, it was like in phases. So when I was before I turned became a teenager, they started like bickering about more stuff, and then by the time high school kicked in, they weren't sleeping in the same bed, and then they just kind of it turned into me being like the middle, like the messenger man in between the
yeah.
two of them. So it was kind of like a gradual thing. So I guess it never really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally did go through with the divorce, ironically, they signed the papers on their 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How romantic.
I know, right? The day. The 30th anniversary day. Like,
If I'm prying too deep, just let me know.
No, this is fine. This is fine.
Do you remember?
I've already come to terms. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you remember, like, the exact moment as a kid where, like, you're like, oh, shit, something's wrong with, like, mom and dad? Mm. Like, was there one moment?
No, that's what I mean. Like, there was never.
Really?
It never really hit me like that. It was
they would always
like
fight as you were a kid and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I mean, most parents do.
Everybody fights. But it was like, I mean, I was a little brat too, so not saying that I was part of the problem, but it was like I was so sucked up in my own little drama-filled world that I didn't really notice what was going on around me.
Would you ever pin one against the other? Like if you were getting something?
No,
like
I don't think so. I would always lean toward, like, I would take advantage of my mom because she was easy, like a pushover.
Yeah.
And then I would kind of like,
like just to go out with friends and stay out late, that kind of
stuff? Yeah, or stay home from school, like
okay.
any of that stuff. Like, yeah.
Mom, I'm sick.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much
up.
It. She's like, she's like, I'm going to go to jail for truancy. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't feel good.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I was notorious for going home early from school, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had it down to a science. To
oh, really?
I would sit there for like the first 2 hours of school.
Yeah.
Just be emotionless and just like let my hands get all clammy and like my face would get pale. And then people would fuck with me and try to make me laugh. And I'm like, stop it, guys. I'm trying to go home from school. Because, like, all the color would come rushing back to my face.
Yeah, yeah.
And the nurse was just like, she's like, man, you got to, like, are you dehydrated? Are you drinking enough?
Yeah.
Like, she was fine with it. I mean, not fine with it, but she was like, yeah, sure, you're sick. Go home.
You know what I'd always do in school, even in high school?
Yeah.
I would just go to the nurses and then just, like, I'm sick. And then they're like, all right, we'll take a nap.
Yeah.
And then I would just like lay down on a leather bed.
Well, that's what they did in at O'Hara.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's O'Hara. I never actually tried it at O'Hara, though.
Oh, dude, I did it all the time.
I know. I heard. I don't know why. For some, I guess I just didn't go to school instead.
It was weird because like you're like in a room sleeping with a bunch of other students.
Everybody's so what you guys thinking about?
Everybody's in a bed, and then as soon as you see somebody you know, which is like almost everybody, you're like, oh, man.
Did anybody do Mr. Brown's homework?
Yeah, right? You guys just start chatting it up. Yeah, I used to do that all the time in middle school too, man. It was like, oh, I can get home if I do this?
Yeah.
It made it a lot harder to do that at our high school because like I lived like 20 miles away. Not 20 miles, like 10 miles.
Yeah, I have
no idea. But yeah, that was never anything good.
Yeah, that was fun. I never tried to like team or like start fights between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean that'd be a dickish thing.
Yeah, they did that.
like I'm judging.
No, baby.
Yeah, that'd be a dick thing to do, little Bubba.
I was like a narcissistic kid, like. If I didn't get the way I wanted, I threw a tantrum and like threatened to run away and all that garbage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was a brat.
You were a brat.
It was a brat.
Dude, I think everybody's a brat.
No, I got it out of my system early. That's what I think. But
like, looking back now, are you more okay that your parents did that, where they did like a slow burn into a divorce, or would you have rather it been like less hostility and like just break the bone? And
well, they stayed together for until we got out of the house, pretty much.
Yeah,
like after I started going to college.
You started going to college, but you like realized, oh, so they didn't get divorced till
not until
Well,
honestly, they didn't sign the papers until 2010.
Okay, so you were way out of high school.
Yeah, 2010, 2011.
Would you have been, like, devastated if they did it, like, 10 years before?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Even though you knew, like, they were sleeping
in different beds? Yeah, but, like, your mind's still not as mature. You wouldn't know how to... I don't think I would have known how to process it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my sister... Not that I blame her. Like, she wasn't really around to deal with it when it was in its prime. Like, I was 14. She was 18. She was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
She just wants to go out and party all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was kind of stuck with it, but it was like a forced maturity, I guess.
Yeah,
but I know that if it happened back then, I would have probably lost my shit.
I remember my parents would fight a lot when I was young, and it got to one point where like my dad stayed at his mom's for like a week.
Yeah.
And like I remember the moment he left, I was like, I was the asshole. I'm like, just get a divorce. And I was like really pushing it.
Yeah, right.
And I realized that I shouldn't have said that.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you don't know how to process it. Like, it gets aggravating, so you lash, like, you kind of emotionally out.
Growing up, like, my dad was always, like, really hard on me.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Yeah, that's standard. Especially with our dad. Like, the generation our dads grew up in.
Yeah. I don't know what generation.
My dad's
the greatest generation.
Yeah. They were Generation Xers, right? Xers.
But like, I mean, he was so hard on me. So when they had the fight,
it's a slow burn.
It's all right. When they had like fights, I would just be like, "I'll just divorce him."
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm like trying to censor myself now. You know, and my mom would always like, as a kid, she doesn't do it anymore. Would like be like, "Oh, your father's such a jerk."
Yeah.
Like in front of us, and so that'd be like, you know, that became my mentality too, I think, as a kid.
Yeah.
So like, that's one thing I took away from is like, okay, keep the children bias.
Yeah. Well, see, my parents do that more so now than they did when they were together.
Okay.
Like they'll like. My dad will throw out comments about her being like too religious or whatever, and then my mom will throw out stuff about him being too much of a hard ass or kind of like he's got foot and mouth disease, so he always just says stuff he shouldn't when like on purpose almost. But that's why I said to her today, I was like, honestly, it'd probably be the best thing if you wrote up with him because it might give you guys some closure because you guys resent each other so much. She's like, I don't resent him. Like, no, you do. You both do. It's like,
It's like resentment's like wishing ill will. I'm like, no, you just you blame him for everything being bad. I don't know.
It's a truth.
Yeah.
And I think that comes almost with all unhealthy relationships.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And even in some healthy if
something gets under your skin like that and you don't handle it in the right way, then it's just going to build and build, and then you're going to end up hating each other.
Michelle. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Totally kidding.
In my head, there's like a point you hit. Like
yeah.
You can let stuff bother you, and then like once it gets to a certain point where like everything they say just bothers you, like you cringe.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think I read something or heard something as like soon as the eye rolls come in.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yep.
Which is like, fuck, I would hate to, like...
I know. Like, I dread that. If that ever happened, like, it gives me anxiety thinking about that
exactly.
Coming.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get eye rolls now, but it's always like, Shill, can but you help like me with a joke?
But it's like a cute, playful eye roll. It's not like...
Sure it is.
It's
yeah.
It's not like behind your back, he's going, God, he's such a dick with his jokes all the time.
No. Yeah, exactly. No. Not like when my house guests leave on. No. It's an inside joke, because Bubba was over here the other day.
I was.
And I seriously held you guys captive.
No, so that's not what I was talking about.
And then I started recording it on my phone. I could play it back.
How did it come out?
You know, I haven't even listened to it.
You haven't?
There's like 30 minutes on here of us. Hold on, I'll just hit play real quick.
We'll just cut it into the back end of this.
I could, or I could just play it.
And that'll be the whole podcast.
I'm not spending that much time.
Ah, we just made something good.
Yeah. I always do that.
This is me talking jokes to Bob and Meg.
Talking jokes.
But okay, so I was picking Amanda up from school.
I was telling him a joke.
No names. No, okay. I'm kidding.
I was picking my little sister up from school. I was in middle school, so I think I was in like maybe fifth grade.
Okay, this is the boring part.
Prepare to fast forward.
You get the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I held you guys captive.
No,
I'm
you
sorry
didn't.
About that.
No, that was fine.
Hey,
it's not like we had anything to do. it was a Friday night. Who cares?
Yeah, it was a Friday. Friday. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing there.
And then I got another bottle of wine last night.
Did you?
And I drank it all by myself.
Just sitting at the dock.
Just sitting on the dock.
That's
the whistle.
That was beautiful. You just go sit on a hill somewhere and go, ah! And then throw the bottle and it just breaks. And you hear go, ah! And then you hear a car alarm. And then it just
I've made
just
a horrible
fades,
mistake.
It fades to black and it says executive producer Dick Wolf.
<Dun-dun>. Right? He's Law and Order, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that I'm drinking directly into the microphone tonight. It's good.
Everybody hearing?
Yeah. At this point, I can't touch it.
Can't
I
touch
keep seeing clipping, and I'm like, oh, no,
I
got to
fix
it. I
know, I noticed that, too.
Hope it doesn't sound bad.
Oh, it didn't clip there.
Good. Whoa, okay, see? We're golden. What were we talking about? Divorce.
Divorce.
No. Did you have a lot of friends growing up who had divorced parents? Are we
no.
in that, or are we, or is that the next generation?
No, actually, I think my parents might be the only ones.
Yeah.
That I was friends with anyway. Like I had a lot of friends who not a lot. I had a few friends who like, even. Their parents were like, going through rough patches and
yeah.
stuff, but. I don't know. That's like I said.
Would you ever try to talk to their parents? Go over like, listen, Mrs. Walker, can I have some more chocolate chips? Things are gonna be okay. No, I never did
it's
that.
It's like a wet, hot American summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're talking to Molly Shannon.
Exactly.
Be strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and they end up getting married.
Yep.
I love that movie.
I think I had. Oh boy, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I. I think I think up until ninth grade in high school is when I met the first divorced parent.
Yeah.
And That was fine. Like, I didn't think any. Actually, I did. I thought it was strange. I was like, oh, no dad in the picture?
No. What are we?
Where's that guy?
How were you born?
Yeah. And that's like when I also discovered townhouses and apartments.
Yeah.
No, I guess there was one person in middle school. They were just living in an apartment, but it was because they lived with the grandmother and the parents and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which is something similar to what I grew up with. It's like grandmother and parents and all that.
Full house.
Yeah. Joey, Jesse, all of them. Rebecca, the twins. Who else? Stephanie. DJ.
DJ. And next year, next door, Kimmy Gibbler.
That's right. Oh, she was the worst. So annoying.
Smelly feet.
Yeah, ugh. Absolute the worst. Yeah, and the only people I knew who slept in different beds were my aunt and uncle, and they weren't doing it out of, like, a loveless marriage. They were doing it because he worked shift work.
I understand that,
so
yeah.
So he'd work, like, he'd get home, like, 3 o'clock in the morning,
right.
4 o'clock in the morning, and just go sleep in the other room.
Yeah.
And apparently she was a light sleeper. He was, out like a log kind of.
Right.
Did I make that noise or did
you? No, I think I did.
I heard it in the microphone.
Yeah, there's a little bubble in my throat.
Excuse me. Alan Rickman. Yes. Potter.
Going somewhere.
Michelle does a really good Alan Rickman impression.
Potter. What?
Yeah, really? She does.
Can we get her in here?
No, she won't.
I need to hear that.
She won't do it. She won't do it. When we do the guests with our significant others, she'll do it.
Okay.
I'll make her do
it. Yeah, put a pin in that. I gotta remember that one. Shoot the glass.
Shoot. I don't know what I was doing. Shoot the glass.
It's like Shaggy and Shaggy and Alan Rickman had a kid. Actually, my parents.
Wasn't me.
My parents actually aren't divorced. They were annulled. So in the eyes of the church, they were never married. And now my sister and I are illegitimate children.
Oh no!
No, I don't. I don't know how that works.
Sinner.
Like, that's what I said to her. I was like, "Wait, so if you get annulled, so me and Beast are like bastard children?" Like, what, I don't get how that
what's
works.
What's the difference between a divorce and annulment?
It just annulment means that in the eyes of the church, it was never happened. Basically, it's like wiping the slate
it's
clean.
It's like a do-over.
Pretty much.
Do-over. Reset.
I didn't mean to do that right in the microphone.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. These are high-dollar microphones.
Yeah, and I guess I might be saying too much here, but for the annulment, my mom needed. She filed for it. She needed 3 witnesses, I think.
Really?
3? Yeah, to say that it wasn't a. And I, she didn't. She didn't have. She only had 2 people that she could call for as a witness. So I had to be the 3rd one.
You were the 3rd witness. Oh, my God.
I know. My dad doesn't know that.
Now he does.
He doesn't. Luckily, he doesn't know how podcasts work.
Find out who the 3rd witness was in the annulment.
Yeah, I didn't.
There's our. Can we cut that out?
No. You don't have to cut it out.
You sure?
It's right.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I talked to my sister about it, and she told me not to do it, and I told her I wouldn't, but then I just did it anyway, because it was either that
so
or.
So does your sister not know either?
She doesn't know either.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knows.
Bombshell. Honestly,
nobody really knows.
Wow, this is deep. This is Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit.
I don't know, but the way I saw it is if I didn't do it, then she wouldn't get the annulment, and, like, since she's so Catholic.
Yeah. You did it out of love.
I did it because it's what she wanted, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. I mean, like, right now I'm getting kind of choked up thinking about it, but did he want the annulment? I think he was more so indifferent. Like, he's Catholic, but he's not, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was he didn't really care either way.
So since they are annulled, does that mean that the state still recognizes them as a married couple, or did they get divorced too?
They did get divorced also.
Okay.
But they got divorced first and then annulled.
They went.
Yeah,
like
I think that's a state. That's a state thing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah, I mean, because that's like doubling down. That's like, yeah, we're sure.
Yeah. Yeah. This is never. This didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's like. I mean, I'm not like judging. You know.
No. I know.
I'm trying to think of the right words to say. It's because I don't want to make you feel guilty, but that's just so much pressure on you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was. It was like. I mean. I don't know. It was a tough decision, but. I feel like
all the other, like, all the years of them, like, being the middleman between the two of them.
Yeah.
It kind of helped build up my tolerance for it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, at that point, you were, like, so desensitized to what was
happening. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you put a dog out of its misery, you know?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it was best for everybody.
Yeah.
And
look at them now. They're both happier, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's something. Jeez, like, that's so heavy to throw on you, and that's. I mean, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
I think
I don't regret doing it.
Yeah. Okay. That's
I mean,
good.
I felt bad doing it, but I don't regret it.
Why'd you feel bad?
Yeah, I don't know. Cause like you said, that's like a heavy thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm pretty much being a character witness against my father.
I wouldn't look at it that way.
I know, but it's essentially what it is. Cause I mean, like, you have to, like, you have to give statements and reason why it wasn't like a legitimate or. And the legitimate's not a right word, but not like a good marriage.
Yeah.
So just kind of like, all right, now I have to go think about why my parents hate each other so much.
Oh my God! So you didn't just have to sign?
No,
like,
I had to fill out a questionnaire.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's like a big thing, and you have to get it notarized and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Was it easy for you to write the letter?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because at the time, I was I was very resentful of my father at the time. Yeah, like, I mean, since then, like, I've grown out. I've learned to resent both my parents equally.
Well done.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've grown, it's, like, that was so long, it feels like forever ago that happened. But, like, growing up, I felt like I think I blamed him more, but really it was really both of them.
Yeah.
I took a side, I think.
You took your mom's side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just being a mama's boy.
Yeah. I think it's hard not to be wrapped around mama's finger.
Yeah, it's hard to walk that. Well, no, it's like you go one way or the other, I think, especially when you're younger, like.
Yeah.
It's hard to walk a line. You don't think about walking a line between
your
parents, you know? Yeah. But, I mean, now they have a grandchild to look forward to together.
That's right.
Which is what it's what I was trying to say to her today. Like, just worry about that. Just think about that.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't focus on, like, the negative or the annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, like, don't stress out about having to spend time with your ex-husband. Just, like, like, the two of you are having a grandchild. Like,
man.
Big picture.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't. My mind's blown with the whole questionnaire thing.
Yeah. It's a pretty big one, too. It's, like a half inch thick.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Do you know how many pages?
No, I don't remember. I think there were a lot of, like, random yes or no question. Like,
but she couldn't get, like, another.
There's nobody that would have done it around here. Like, she has a few friends here, but like, I don't know, not a lot that, were, like, close to the situation.
Yeah,
not that the ones that did were, but, like, they were close enough to where
they could.
They were, like, her friends, but they never really spent.
Excuse me. Yeah, you're fine.
Time with my indigestion from coffee. Spend any time, like, around my father and her together.
Man.
Yeah. Well, it was only a matter of time before I finally got deep on this.
Yeah, no, I know, right? I like this. I'm sorry. Did you ever, so you sign the papers, you side with your mom, and you start to resent your dad. Did you ever try to, like, because you lived with your dad so how was that situation?
What you mean, living with him
after
done?
Everything? Yeah,
I just
kind of ignore him.
Yeah, well, not ignore him, just kind of pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah,
or just like act like everything's business as usual, which is where you get to that point where, like,
everything that that person does annoys you.
Yeah.
That's like the worst possible thing you could do.
Did you guys ever like get into like such a heated argument you try to, I guess, get in a fight or anything?
He and
like
I know. No, he would
never.
I know, he still terrifies me.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like he's 60. He just turned 60 and I would never ever pick a fight with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. I try to get in a fight. I think me and my dad almost got into a fight one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like, were you like squaring up actually?
Actually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we got in the front yard. So stepbrother style. Yeah. Like I said, he was really hard on me, right? And this is after, this is, I think, maybe senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Maybe the year after. And I don't know, like, he was such a dick for a long time, and then like something snapped in him, and he just like became a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And now like every time I talk to him, he's like, "I love you."
Dude, that's the same exact thing happened to my dad. Yeah, like all growing up, he was like that.
Did it? No. I was gonna say, did it correlate with like their father's dying?
No, his dad died when I was like 10.
Yeah. Same with mine.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like like, you know, they talk about the stages of grief, where, like, at first there's, like, denial, then there's anger,
yeah,
right? Like, maybe this was, like, maybe that time after our death, like, was really a long grieving period, you know?
Yeah,
I
know what you mean, yeah.
Theory, where, like, you know, they first die, it's kind of, like, in shock, kind of in denial for a little bit, and then after that they get really hard on you, you know, because
yeah,
they want to make you the best
you can be,
and then after that, like, I don't know. Eventually it leads to acceptance somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Where they start giving slack, and I don't know. That's just a dumb
theory. That makes sense, too, because I noticed over the years since my grandfather died, like, before he died, he never really said anything about him. When he first died, it was like, he just talked about how much of an alcoholic he was, and
yeah,
how much of an asshole, like, how
this
like
was after he died.
This was after he died, yeah. Cause, I mean, honestly, I was so young before he died, like, I don't remember if he ever talked to him. All I remember is him calling the house sometimes and me answering, like,
eh. And he's like, "Who are you, kid?"
Yeah, yeah, right.
"Where's my son?"
But, now when he speaks, like, he's gotten, my dad's actually gotten really into Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, he just scours it, looking for, and, like, adds all the, he finds all these old photos from when he was a kid and, like, with his grandparents.
Whoa, hold on. So he's finding pictures of himself.
Not on Ancestry.com.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, but like he started tracing how far back,
yeah,
the roots go and everything, and then like my cousin, all of his cousins have all these old photos of my great aunts and my grandmother and like, or my grandparents and their parents, and
yeah,
all just hanging out in their house in Seacane. It's like this giant group photo. It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, like I feel like, it's like you said, like he starts accepting it, and then it seems like his mortality is starting to play a role in it too.
Yeah,
like you start touching it, and you're just like,
oh shit.
You know what I mean?
Oh shit! Yeah, like I'm
gonna die soon.
Yeah, when you're
relatively.
Yeah, when your grandfather passed away.
Yeah.
Was he young?
He was. Let me see. 60 minus 15.
Yeah.
No. Minus. I guess he was 40 something.
Your grandfather was 40?
No. Oh, my grandfather when he died. I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, I honestly don't know. Well, he died. I think he had like liver failure or something, or cancer from,
that's like,
from drinking. So
I'm
much.
Bad with medical stuff,
yeah,
but my grandfather had like the same thing. Not from drinking. He had some kind of liver disease. I think it was some type of cancer. I'm horrible with,
yeah,
medical stuff. But he had worked on like the boats for like Sunoco and like oil rigs and stuff.
So my grandfather worked for, he,
maybe
at
they
the
worked
at the refinery. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe down in Marcus Hook or
no, the one over in he worked at, like, back by UPS.
Okay,
where the plants are back there.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually worked in there.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they got the same thing. You know.
Yeah. Maybe.
A lot of the, because they, you know, back then there weren't a lot of regulations in place.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of people got sick.
Well, and I mean, like I said, he was a pretty big,
yeah,
alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
so it didn't help.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a wild guy.
I think.
Tell you.
I think my grandfather, I have no idea how old he was, to be honest. But I think, I know he was in his 60s. I'm just not sure if it was early or late 60s.
Yeah.
And it was like shortly after my dad's like 40th, where it was like, I guess late 40s when he started to change.
Yeah.
And at that point, I think it was kind of like, oh, God, my dad died like 13 years away from where I am. Like that kind of,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? That
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of like way of thinking.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought. Like even for me right now, like, I don't know, what's that? Maybe 40 years. I've
yeah.
been, if I'm
right,
if
right,
I'm
right.
living the same life, which we're not.
Right.
I need to take care of my body a little
yeah,
better
right.
than that, but to get there. But yeah, so that's. I mean, maybe that's something they go through. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, he talks. My dad was a mama's boy too.
Yeah.
And he talks about his mom died. She died before my sister was born, like 81. I think.
Really?
Yeah. And like she had lung cancer. I think it was lung cancer. She had cancer. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And but like especially now that he's turned 60, I think she was 52, something like that.
Yeah.
And like he brings that up, saying how like he made it past her, and like he talks about how old he was when he lost her.
How old was he?
He's our
early
age.
20s.
He's our age.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, like I think it's like he starts thinking about it. And
yeah.
Like he's starting to turn more towards family.
You
big
think
time.
It's kind of like a Christmas Carol sort of moment? Where
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
kind of have like the ghost of the future,
uh-huh.
ghost.
You start
of the
thinking
past.
About everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. a good, you know what I find sad. I wanted to talk about the fight I was going to with my dad, but it really doesn't matter. We were just like, let's go. That's the whole story.
yeah.
But you know what I find sad? You always hear stories. Breaking Bad was a prime example of this, and I hate to bring in TV shows, but it happens in movies, happens in TV. You read about it all the time in articles. It's like it takes for something horrible to happen, something either tragic or
right.
a diagnosis to yourself, a terminal diagnosis, for people to say, like, I finally started living my life.
Yeah.
I just went through the motions beforehand.
Right.
Which is, like, depressing as all hell.
I know,
you
right?
know
yeah,
what
I,
mean?
I know, I know.
Because.
Well, it's like that, you have that immortal feeling. Like,
yeah.
You're just like, ah, yeah, I got plenty of time. I'll do it. For like I'll do it whenever. I'll find time for it years from now once
like
I have enough money.
If I told you, and God forbid, like you were going to die in a week.
Yeah.
Given like everything you have now, like where does your head go? What are you doing with that time?
I'm learning to fly. That's for sure. I'm gonna
like
go be
in
a
plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm just gonna jump off buildings and flap my arms really.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take pilot lessons for sure.
Yeah. If
in Hawaii,
there you go. Do you have the money to get flying lessons?
Absolutely
I know we
not.
Talked about this before.
Absolutely not. But if I'm dying, I'm taking it alone.
Yeah, and you would keep mum's the word.
Yep.
Is there any reason we shouldn't give you this money? I can't think of it.
No,
one.
Not at all.
yeah, it shows up on your credit report.
And then put my sister as
the cosigner.
No, I'm just kidding. She's got enough debt. I don't know. Well, I mean. I have a credit card.
Yeah.
with lots of credit on it.
Yeah, do you really?
yeah.
I only have one credit card with no credit.
Yeah, I've got one with lots of credit on it.
So, okay, so let's say you can get three flying lessons from the credit.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like, would you just take those lessons? Would you try to steal the plane? Would you, like,
maybe.
You know, seriously, like,
yeah.
you have a week to live.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'd try to steal because I don't want to cause anybody else any grief for me going out. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because even though you go, there's still someone's going to have to deal with it after you're gone.
Yeah.
You know? It's not fair. I would definitely think about it, though.
Would you, is there anything else you would do? I don't want to lead the witness. I just want to.
No, I know what you mean. I don't know. Just spend time with the people like who I care most about, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you want to, like, spend time with them here? Would you want to, like, try to get everybody to go somewhere? Is there some place in the world that you've always wanted to go? Like, there's one place where you're like, man, I've got to get there one day.
There's a lot of places I want to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not sure. I never really thought about it, because, like, I don't know, I've always just been content, so yeah. I've never really thought, not, like, content to a fault, almost, like, where I don't, like, my aspirations almost get to, like,
yeah,
like, just disappear, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that stuff never really crosses my mind.
Would you go to work at all?
No. Like, if I liked my job, sure, but like I don't like my job.
Yeah, like, if I was the guy giving you the diagnosis now and then tomorrow, do you just wake up tomorrow and just start doing what you want?
I'd use all my time. I would use all the, like, whatever time I have left. Mm-hmm. So that way I still get paid.
Nice.
And then,
please forward check too.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I'd figure it out on the fly.
Yeah.
I'd go to Disney. I've never been there.
You've never been to Disney?
I've been to Disneyland. That's not as good.
I've never been to Disneyland. Don't need to.
No,
I've been to Disney.
You didn't miss much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to Disney.
Did you go with Disneyland when you were a ball boy for the 49ers?
How did you know? Who have you been talking to?
Yeah. Start rumors.
That's what I do. I would start all the most, like, yeah, the grand rumor. Yeah. I'd be like the most interesting man in the world.
Is there any I don't know why I'm prying. I don't know what questions I'm trying to get answers to.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right. It's a tough thing to think about, because you don't want to you don't want to blow it.
Yeah, that's true. Like you said, if you had a week left, you'd want to be around family.
I think so. Yeah.
You know.
I'd like to think so. Anyway.
Yeah,
I'd
like to think so. I would really love to be in, like, Malibu for the final days. Yeah. Hey, fam, let's go out here.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I flew over the Grand Canyon a few times.
Yeah, so have I.
And I'm like, okay, I saw it. Technically, I've seen
it.
There
it is. Oh, bye-bye.
I'm trying to think. I've always wanted to go. It's crazy, because I didn't have an amazing relationship with my dad's dad, you know?
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to go to... He was an immigrant from Italy, and I've always wanted to go to his hometown.
Oh, yeah?
And I can't even pronounce it correctly. So
yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
It's cool because it's an island
that's, oh, really?
like right off the coast of, like, Naples.
Okay.
And it's apparently it's not that great, but it's...
No, but still,
yeah.
Just to see it. See, like...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll show you pictures when we're done.
Because I got to go to my mom's village,
mm-hmm,
in the Philippines.
Was it amazing? Like,
yeah, it was very eye-opening.
Yeah.
But it was, because there's nothing there. I think we talked about this before.
We talked about.
But it was just, like, so little, but everybody was so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it seemed like it anyway. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm romanticizing it since I was so young, but.
I mean, I'd like to think that, you know, I think we'd all like to think that we're living our lives pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I love performing. I definitely want to get a couple of shows in there.
Either
Blue Sun or Shockwave Collective or whatever. South Bear, all of us.
Super Band reunion show.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to do that.
We should do that.
at the truck or, like, you know, somewhere cool like that. I would, like, literally... probably have a show every night.
Yeah.
The night I go out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean? Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's really...
Go out like a rock star?
I really would. I'd be like, hey, look, Helium. Like, I don't care if it's Ted Alexandro this weekend. Can I please just, you know, do the feature spot? Yeah. I don't want to even headline. I just want a good 20 minutes. Not even 20. I'll do the host spot. I don't care.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'd want to do that. I'd want to, trying to think if there's anything that I haven't done that I really wanted to do. I mean, obviously I'd want to take Michelle to, like, the top of one of, like, the Liberty Towers and, like, eat dinner where you can just, like, see.
The can you eat up there?
You know, a friend of mine just bartended. I'll show you a picture. She was on, like, one of the balconies. of like one of the restaurants up there, all the way up there.
There's a balcony up there?
A 46th floor or something like that.
There's balconies?
Yeah. It's like a balcony restaurant.
But is it like outdoors?
Yeah. Yeah, it's outdoors.
Really?
And you can, you see the other Liberty building, and then you see the Comcast Center in the background. I got to show you the picture.
It's pretty awesome. Me anxiety.
Yeah? You that bad with heights?
Well, it's not the heights. It's just the thought of what could happen at high places. Like, I can work in high, if I'm at work, I can go up in a high reach or something like that, but.
Are you scared to, like, no, you had a thing to skydive. You did skydive.
I did skydive, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah?
But, like, the thought of, like, all right, if I wanted to, I could just leap over the side of this building.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I want to leap over the side of this building.
Yeah.
Like that, and then it's just like, no, get me out of here.
Yeah. Any places, any restaurants I'm trying to think that I would want to try?
Yeah.
Why do I care about restaurants?
I don't know. I mean, food is like the ultimate.
I'd go see Cats. Is that still on Broadway?
Probably somewhere.
I'd want to go up and see a UCB show.
I can assure you there are cats walking on Broadway.
If I had a week. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd want to spend every waking second with Michelle. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, if you get like terminally ill, if you get that diagnosis or something tragic happens, it's like, you want to like combine like 10 worlds.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's impossible to do that.
You want to be as selfish as you possibly can be.
Yeah. And selfless, I think. At
well, yeah, yeah.
It's but a like combination of the two. It's a balancing act.
Yeah, like, but same thing. I would pretty much handcuff Megan to me and make her go everywhere.
Yeah. Like, talking about this makes me nervous. Now I want to go get life insurance. You know?
Well, doesn't Alex Trebek does commercials for that, doesn't
Today's episode is brought to you by Mutual Bank of Omaha, or one of those.
The AARP.
This is a pretty heavy episode, man.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool. It's nice to have real conversations or hypothetical.
Guys, I'm dying in a week.
Yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not. Hey, can I pitch you this joke?
This is the last episode.
Wait, you've got a week? Hold on. I got a bunch of jokes.
Let me harvest that brain.
Man.
But now you got my mind rolling on a South Bear Blue Sun Super Band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be
Modest
awesome.
Mouse has two drummers.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But you don't remember that? They had two drum sets set up when we went to see them.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I didn't know that. Jake, you were at the concert.
And they're actually going to be at the same place tomorrow night.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I thought about getting tickets.
You missed them at Firefly.
Yeah.
Got to make it up to them.
I know. I thought about getting tickets, but.
On a Monday.
It's $45.
Oh, that's not bad.
Want to go?
I would. I've.
49 at the door.
At the door? That's not bad.
But it's a 3 hour, or how long was that? An hour and a half drive?
It was a nice drive.
An hour and a half, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun, man. That place was cool.
It was pretty cool. They do a lot of comedy shows there, too.
Do they?
And, yeah, like Doogie's headlined up there.
Chief cool.
Headlined. I've been trying to get in there for a long time. And by trying, I mean just like silently admiring.
Do they play on the stage outside the steel
No,
stage?
They have like three theaters. Okay. Inside, and they're different sizes. And
okay.
Like the medium one is where they do the comedy usually. Okay. And it usually sells out because there's nothing else there.
Right. Yeah,
it's
right, right.
Such an ignorant thought. There's nothing else there.
For the listeners, we're talking about
the mountain people.
We're talking about in Bethlehem, PA, there's this venue called the Steel Stacks where they have Yuengling has a music festival every year, which Jake and I went to last year.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But
it's awesome.
It is the only thing in Bethlehem, according to Jake.
Yes, besides Jesus. You can see where Jesus was born.
And hills.
Right next to a Hardee's.
Yeah.
And a coal mine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Guys, I love it up there. Just, can you book me? Please.
Arts Quest?
Yeah. That's the Arts Quest
Center.
Yeah,
Arts Quest Center. Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talked about this stuff, this heavy stuff. Now we're almost at a triple D here, so let's talk about diners. Diners, divorce, and death.
This guy Fieri.
Yeah. Hey guys. He's just tears in his eyes. It's either the jalapenos or the heavy stuff we're talking about this week.
The bleach is seeping into my brain. And it tastes delicious.
I have, I don't know, porcupine head disease. It's okay.
Porcupine is very savory. Yeah. Especially when you deep fry it.
And then they just slow motion watch him eat. For
you ever the taste is spectacular. Nailed it.
He eats like a, like just, it's so gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's so gross.
Is he licking all his fingers like,
Conan does a...
I love what you did with the...
Conan, I think Conan had a bit one time where it was like going through TV channels, and it was just a channel of him eating, and it was then rewinding it. So it was playing backwards, too. So it was like he was
just
making...
back and forth.
Yeah. And it was so
endless
loops. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Everybody I hear talk about him makes fun of him, except for Preston and Steve.
You know why? Because... I've met him. Hold on. Yeah. You got to figure out that name. Yeah. I've met Guy Fieri a couple of times.
Oh, you have you?
And, dude, he is a really nice guy.
Is he?
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. So it sucks that, you know, he comes across as
such a tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't wear those stupid flame t-shirts.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And those like stupid sunglasses on the back of the head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Or the goatee.
Worse. Yeah.
Or the bleach blonde hair, I think people would be like, oh, there's this cool fat dude. You can be, Guy, listen, if you're listening to the podcast right now, I don't want to say you're cool. I don't go that far. But look, people like you for you, man. So just.
Stop calling everybody bro.
Pump the brakes, all right?
On that red Corvette you're driving.
Pump the brakes on that red Corvette. And stop talking to the camera. Pay attention to the road. God.
On diners, drive-ins, and dives.
You know how many people die each year, like texting and driving and playing on their phones? Yeah.
Imagine what it's like with a camera riding next to you the
Seriously,
whole time trying to talk to it.
A camera crew. And then you're just like staring. You're just flirting with disaster.
Oh, you know what? Now I want to see that in like a blooper reel.
I don't want to see that. I,
Well, no, not him dying, but it's just like crashing the car. Yeah, I don't want to see him die on TV.
Like he's like staring at the camera. We're going to try some pork chop. And he looks back and goes, holy shit. Swerves and takes out like a dangerous curve ahead side.
It goes over a cliff on the PCH and just like, you know, he sees the car explode.
And what if he went over a cliff on the PCH and then wings just came out of the car and started taking and he went off into
It's all right, I prepared for this.
Yeah. Goes all the way up to the sun and then the wings just melt.
You ever play the game Crazy Taxi at the arcade?
Yes, yeah,
He sounds like the guy who was the announcer for
hey.
Mental Floss, you know that website?
Yeah, yeah.
Today we're recording this on Sunday.
Yes.
Surprise! and it's National Ice Cream Day.
Oh.
So today, Mental Floss did like a history of the ice cream truck. And then immediately my head went to like making my own history of the ice cream truck, where like the fourth one was the Twisted Metal.
I was going to say the same thing, Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
I was about to say the same
Maybe
thing.
Maybe I should put it up anyway.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth was
I'll do it right now,
the inventor of the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
After he massacred everyone.
Because there really hasn't been anything. It could go Sweet Tooth third, and then just a plain white van is fourth, like a creepy.
And the first guy who got arrested for a child abduction in an ice cream truck.
Who?
I don't know. Let's do research.
No, I'm kidding.
Donnie Jeffcoat.
Donnie Jeffcoat
from Wild and Crazy Kids. Should I put a disclaimer at the end of this?
This is
do you remember how we talked about the one guy who like scowled Twitter for anyone who talked about him?
Yeah.
Now like Donnie Jeffcoat, this is gonna be like a hit, and he's gonna be like, "Stop talking shit on me.
Stop talking shit on me." I'm gonna tag him in the podcast.
And Omar Gooding.
Yeah. Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba Gooding.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Is that the same guy? No. Yeah.
Omar Gooding and Cuba Gooding?
Yeah.
No. No, Omar. Ow. Sorry.
You right there?
Yeah. Omar Gooding was on, I think, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're related, though.
Are they?
They look alike. Not being racist. Oh, can I look that up now just to make sure I'm not
that's
being racist?
That's the racist alarm. You hear it?
Sounds like a strangling cow. Strangled cow.
Now that's racist. I'm drinking all this coffee right now. I think I'm going to stay up all night. But I can't. By the time this airs, I'll be at a new job.
Yeah. Congratulations, so sir.
Thank you.
Real quick, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Omar Gooding are both brothers. Are brothers. Are both brothers.
That's racist. That's racist.
All right. Thank God. Vindicated. Oh. All right. But your job.
I am a personal assistant for Omar Gooding.
Good thing I told you about his brother then, huh?
Thank God. Yeah, like there's so much more coffee downstairs and I want to drink it, but I know.
Well, I have nothing to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll drink it.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't even offered you any yet.
Oh, you twice I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I turned you down.
Thank God.
Yeah. Excited? Excited for work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be fun. You know, it's something new I've never done before. It's nude modeling. So we should see where, you know, check back next week.
Is it a photography or sketch?
It's
Or clay.
It's Etch-A-Sketch.
Ah.
So.
You're going to be all boxy. You know, boxiest dick.
They won't be able to fit in the picture, I mean. It's so stupid. You're welcome.
They'll just hand you a blank square and just like, this is just a picture of your dick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about right.
Couldn't fit in the frame.
So, yeah, I'm excited about the new job. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
All right.
How vague can I get? Yeah. It's going to be fun. We'll go out there and play.
I got to give it 110%.
I'm signed with the Eagles, everybody. I don't want to jinx it, but I was signed with the Eagles. So.
Replacing Evan Mathis?
Yeah.
Right? Who? He left, right? Evan Mathis?
Is that Eminem?
Eminem, yeah. Marshall Mathers. God bless him.
I don't know. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Freaking out. That's where I'm at right now. I'm like, don't fuck this up.
You're going to do great.
Yeah, thank you. I need it. I was actually just waiting for that. Now we can end. No.
Well, no.
Yeah, so that'll be fun doing that. And then continuing with my daily life after that. So.
And we'll make sure that we start living tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Guys, don't wait to start living your life.
Do you do that when you, like, when you go to bed, you're like, I'm going to do all this stuff tomorrow.
Oh, all the time.
I always do stuff like that. Like when I'm eating a big meal, it's like, I'm going on a diet tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, like if you move, you'll throw up.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is. Kale, who cares? I love kale. Wait 4 hours, you fat jerk. And then try to eat a piece of kale when there's a tasty cake right next to it.
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't even have kale.
I've never eaten kale.
Neither have I.
No. You know what I did have was seaweed.
Yeah, I've had that.
That was weird.
I've had dehydrated seaweed.
It was like eating chips. The wrapper of a fruit roll up.
Did we have the same thing?
I think so. Yeah, like the little chips.
Like Listerine.
Yeah.
But hard.
Yeah, like dissolves into just tastes like salty plastic.
It was gross.
It was horrible. But I couldn't stop eating it.
Yeah.
I'd eat one and be like, ugh. After I was going, like, give me one more.
It's like nature's Sour Patch Kids. Francis.
France, yeah. I'm listening to reason. Sorry.
But I couldn't feel you.
I know. Well, I think that's the point.
That it doesn't fill you?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to trick your mind into thinking,
I don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah. Oh, food is horrible.
Food.
Food is the worst.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No. I always tell myself I'm going to do a million things tomorrow, and then I wake up and see a PlayStation 4 in front of me. Before I know it, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I did nothing.
Nice.
But play Batman all day.
I'm always like, I'm going to get up early, and then like if I had time off, I'd wake up at like 11:30 every day.
Yeah.
And like I have my alarm set for 6.
I know, that's the worst.
Such a big difference.
It's like snooze. Yep.
And then your phone's just like, oh, fuck you.
Yep. And then she just stops going off. Yeah.
I'm going to try to get up at 6. I went to the gym 3 times this week.
Awesome. That's great.
Thank you. I was fishing. Yeah. Now we can end.
You look great. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm trying to...
What time do you have to be to work tomorrow?
I don't know.
That a good start?
No, I think like 8:30.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go to an open mic tonight because I told you I have some new jokes I'm trying to work out, but at this rate...
No.
No, because I won't get up till like midnight, 12:30, and I think I want to be at least sharp for the first day.
No, I hear you. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because every other day I have something going on.
Always put your best foot forward.
Yeah. Is that what they say?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah. You never heard that before?
Yeah. But then you don't have your other foot's not as good.
Yeah. So you're just walking with one foot the whole time.
So they're like, oh, we're going to get something amazing.
You're just dragging the other foot. Yeah, yeah. What's wrong? I'm putting my best foot forward.
Just sliding the other one behind you.
I don't know why
I'm taking it.
That tickled me.
Yeah, that's funny. That's very good. I think that was the sweet spot right there.
All
right. That was the home run at the end, the walk-off home run.
So you're saying we shouldn't talk anymore? All right, guys. Well, maybe you'll be sometime next time.
You're late.